今天的经文就是历代志下第七章第十四节。
The scripture for today is 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
也就是诗班刚才唱那个歌词。
And it is the lyrics of the choir song.
但是我要弟兄姐妹翻到圣经历代志下第七章第十四节来看这节经文。
But let's open our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
历代志下是在旧约圣经第七章第十四节。我们先来看中文。
So let's open our Bible to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 14. It will be read in Chinese first.
这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告寻求我的面转离他们的恶行我必从天上垂听赦免他们的罪医治他们的地
2 Chronicles 7:14 And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways then I will hear from heaven will forgive their sinAnd will heal their land.
什么是祷告?
What is prayer?
祷告基本上就是人与神之间的沟通。
It is basically a communication between man and God.
那么祷告是人来到神的面前向神说话。
Prayer is man come before God to talk to him.
把他们的心思、情感和心愿告诉神。
And it is to tell God their thoughts, their emotion, and also what they wishes.
深一层的来看，祷告是人跟神的灵相通。
And in a deeper sense, it is the spirit of man and the spirit of God communicating.
那人的祷告可以有声或者无声。
Man's prayer can be, have its can be verbal or non-verbal.
个人或者集体的。
It can be personal or it can be in a group.
规范或者非规范。
It could be corporate, and it could be informal.
那么根据圣经，人应当借着信心来祷告。
So according to the Bible, men should pray with faith.
就如雅各书第一章第六节所说。
Just as it was said in James 1:6.
只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。
But he must ask in faith, without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind.
那人不仅要借着信心来祷告。
So not only must man pray with faith.
那圣经也说我们必须要奉耶稣的名祷告。
But the Bible also said we should pray according to Jesus' name.
我在约翰福音第16章第23节说。
So in John chapter 16 verse 23 it says.
到那日你们什么也就不问我了。我实实在在地告诉你们你们若向父求什么他必因我的名赐给你们，这是主耶稣所说的话。
This is what Jesus said. In that day, you will not question me about anything. Truly, truly, I say to you, if you ask the Father for anything in my name, he will give it to you.
那除此之外，我们应当靠着圣灵的帮助来祷告。
And besides that, we need to pray with the help of the Holy Spirit.
就如保罗在罗马书第八章二十六节所说。
Just as what Paul said in Romans 8:26.
况且我们的软弱有圣灵的帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
那么圣经描述到祷告好比人来到神的面前求他帮助。
So the Bible tells us that prayer is just like man coming before God to ask him for help.
好像哈拿的祷告。
Just like the prayer of Hannah.
根据撒母记上第一章第十五节说。
So in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 15 it says,
哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前清心吐意。
But Hannah replied, No, my Lord, I am a woman oppressed in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord.
我祷告好比一个人跪在神的面前。
Prayer is like someone kneeling before God.
我亲近他，向他呼求。
To come close to him and to cry out to him.
我祷告是基督徒的力量。
Prayer is the strength of a Christian.
我们一个健全的教会是建立在祷告上。
A well-developed church is built upon
a healthy church.
A healthy church, is built upon prayer.
不是在组织上。
It is not in organization.
金钱、恩赐或人数上。
It is not in numbers. It is not in money, in wealth, or in gifts.
那么有一句话是这么说。
There's a saying that says, There are many organizers but few agonizers. Many who pay but few who pray. Many are enterprising but few intervening.
我希望你明白这个句子。
I hope you understand this sentence.
也是就是一个健全的教会是建立在祷告上。
So a healthy church is built upon prayer.
不是在组织上金钱或者恩赐人数多少。
And it is not upon organizing money, gifts, or in the number of people.
那么世上很少教会好像过去韩国的教会一样。
There are very few churches that were like the Korean churches in the past.
现在我不知道，但是过去的韩国教会是一个祷告的教会。
I don't know how the Korean churches are nowadays, but in the past, in the Korean church.
过去韩国有一间长老教会早上六点。
So in the past, there is a Presbyterian Korean church in the morning at 6 a.m.
就有四千人在祷告。
There will be 4,000 people praying.
这个是当天早上第三个祷告会。
And it is actually the third prayer meeting that morning.
第一个祷告会是在清晨四点的时候。
The first one is at 4 a.m.
第二个祷告会在五点。
The second one is at 5 a.m.
我们韩国的教会通常都有夜宵的祷告。
And in the Korean church, there is usually an all-nighter, all-night praying meeting.
那我在神学院念书的时候。
When I was in the Seminary.
It's not cemetery. yeah. 那有不少从韩国来的学生。
There are quite a few students from Korea.
跟他们在一起发现到他们是祷告的人。
And when I was with them, I discovered that they are men of prayer.
那每天一大早的时候他们就起来祷告。
And in the early morning hour, they would be up praying.
在我们生命里面祷告是非常重要的。
And in our lives, praying is very important.
什么是祷告？
So what is prayer?
为什么我们要祷告？
Why do we have to pray?
今天早上我要跟大家来分享三方面。
So I want to share three aspects with you all.
我祷告很简单，就是人跟神说话。
So prayer, simply put, is man talking to God.
读圣经是人聆听神的话语。
When you read the Bible, it's man hearing God's word.
祷告是向神说话。
So prayer is talking to God.
然后祷告是人表达他们的心思还有他们的意念。
So prayer is how to express their heart and their mind.
我们祷告有不同的形态。
So there are different, form of prayer.
那比如说有声的祷告是借助我们的言语来表达我们的感受还有我们的心思。
For example, a verbal prayer is, through it we express our emotion and also our thoughts.
那默祷是我们在神的面前默默地向神祷告。
And non-verbal prayer is how we, pray to God without sound.
那尼希米当他要求波斯王让他回去耶路撒冷重建这个城墙的时候。
So, Nehemiah, when he was trying to ask the king to let him go back to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls.
圣经记载说他在王的面前默默地祷告。
The Bible recorded that, while Jeremiah is before the king, he was praying non-verbally.
你看尼希米他在波斯王的面前他没有声的在神的面前祷告。
So you can see that even though Nehemiah was serving the Persian king, he was also praying to God.
那不管是有声或者无声。
So whether it's verbal or non-verbal.
神听我们的祷告，如果我们按照他的旨意去祷告。
God will hear our prayer if we pray according to his will.
那祷告是教会的一个记号。
Prayer is a mark of a church.
也是基督徒的一个记号。
And it is also a mark of Christians.
啊，提摩太前书第二章第一节，保罗说。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1, Paul said,
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告，代求祝谢。
First of all then, I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men.
那祷告是基督徒信心的一个记号。
And so prayer is a mark of a Christian's faith.
也是基督徒敬虔生活的一个记号。
And it is also a mark of a God-fearing life of a Christian.
那神是灵，我们没有办法看见他。
God is a spirit, so we cannot see him.
也不能跟他面对面的会面。
And we cannot see him face to face.
因此借助祷告我们可以来到神的面前。
So through prayer we can come before God.
祷告是我们与神亲近的一个管道。
Prayer is a channel where we can come close to God.
我们因着神的爱他的恩典还有他的怜悯。
Because of God's love and his grace and his mercy.
借助祷告我们可以来到神的施恩宝座前。
And through prayer we can come before God's throne of grace.
那神容许人来到他的面前。
God allow man to come before him.
因为他愿意听人的祷告和恳求。
Because he is willing to hear man's prayer and their requests.
我们能够来到神的面前祷告是因为主耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩。
We can come before God's throne is because of what Jesus accomplished on the cross.
根据圣经的记载说当耶稣被钉死在十字架上。
And according to the scripture, when Jesus was nailed on the cross,
圣殿里的幔子从上到下分成两半。
The veil in the temple was split into two from top to bottom.
从此之后人不必借助祭司。
And from that point on, men do not need to rely on the priest.
可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前向他祷告向他祈求。
Men can come before God without fear to talk to him, to pray, and to give the request.
所以第一点就祷告基本上就是人向神说话。
So point one is prayer is basically man talking to God.
那第二点呢就是祷告是这个信心的流露。
Point two is prayer is an expression of faith.
所以主耶稣在马太福音第六章第五节到第七节说。
So in Matthew chapter 6 verse 5 to 7, Jesus said,
他说你们祷告的时候不可像那假冒为善的人爱站在会堂和十字路口祷告故意叫人看见。
When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men.
我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中察看，必然报答你。
But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了，必蒙垂听。
And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you are praying, do not use meaningless repetition as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words.
那耶稣说，祷告不是表演给人看。
So Jesus said, prayer is not a performance for others to see.
站在一个公众地方祷告，希望别人看见。
To stand at a public place, hoping others will see.
那主耶稣也说，我们的祷告不应当用重复的话语。
And Jesus also said we should not be repeating words in our prayer.
因为话多，神不一定会听。
Just because you said it often, doesn't mean God will hear.
神看重我们的内心，还有我们的态度。
God stress our inner self and also our attitude.
多过我们祷告的方式还有它的内容。
More than how we pray or the form we took.
祷告不是一个宗教的任务。
And prayer is not a religious duty.
因为祷告是信心跟属灵生命的流露。
Because prayer should be a natural occurrence to show our life and also our faith.
因为神看重我们的心多过我们的外表。
Because God stresses our inner self more than our outward expression.
这个心是代表人的内心还有他的动机。
The heart refers to man's inner thoughts and also the motive.
真正的祷告是从内心发出的。
Real prayer comes from your heart.
口跟心必须要一致。
Your mouth and your heart should be in unity.
有一句话说，真正的祷告是一个无言有心的祷告。
And there's a saying that says, in prayer, it is better to have a heart without words.
而不是一个多言没心的祷告。
Than words without a heart.
所以祷告不是一个形式。
So prayer is not just a form.
但可以借助各种的姿态来表达。
But it can be expressed through different forms.
那么圣经里面提到各种不同形式的祷告。
The Bible has mentioned different expression, different forms of prayer.
比如说耶利米哀歌第三章四十一节。
For example, in Lamentations 3 verse 41.
我们当诚心向天上的神举手祷告，我们犯罪悖逆，你必不赦免。
Let us lift up our hearts and our hands to God in heaven and say, we have sinned and rebelled and you have not forgiven.
所以举手祷告是没有错的。
So if you lift up your hands when you pray, there's nothing wrong with it.
刚才领诗的唱到那个把手举起来祷告是按照圣经的教导。
And just now the presider, they lift up their hands as they sing, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just an expression to God.
所以举手就是象征我们仰望神。
So to lift up your hands represent we're waiting upon God.
还有按手祷告象征这个案例还有祝福。
And laying of hands represent ordaining and also a blessing, giving a blessing.
合手祷告是象征敬虔的意思。
And when you close your hands together and pray, it represents God-fearing.
还有当我们跪下来祷告的时候象征谦卑。
And as we kneel to pray, it represents humbleness.
就如但以理圣经说他素常的祷告。
Just as the Bible told us about Daniel, he prayed often.
我们但以理知道这禁令盖了 义耳，就到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开向耶路撒冷，一日三次三夕跪在他神面前祷告，感谢与素常一样。
Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open towards Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees three times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, and he had been doing previously.
那保罗在提摩太前书第二章第八节也这么说。
So Paul also said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8,
我愿男人无愤怒，无争论，举起圣洁的手，随处祷告。
Therefore, I want the man everywhere to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or disputing.
希伯来书第五章第七节说。
Hebrew chapter 5 verse 7 says.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death. And he was heard because of his reverent submission.
我们讲雅各书第五章第十四节说。
James chapter 5 verse 14 says,
你们中间有病热的呢，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
Is anyone among you sick? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord.
我们祷告是基督徒生活的一部分。
So prayer is a part of a Christian life.
不是一个任务。
It is not a duty.
因为任务要求人完成一个责任。
Because duty, require a person to fulfill his responsibility.
不管是否出于还他的内心。
Whether it comes from his heart.
所以祷告是我们属灵生命的流露。
So prayer is an expression of our life.
从我们的内心发出。
And it comes from within.
因为祷告不可以隐瞒的。
Prayer cannot be hidden.
也不可装出来的。
And you cannot pretend.
如果你还记得的话，刚才唱一首诗歌有说，不是装出来的。
I don't know if you remember the lyrics of a song we just sang. Prayer cannot, you cannot pretend it.
更不是因为有困难的时候才来祷告。
And it's especially not when we run into difficulty that we pray.
在旧约圣经里面，当扫罗王遇到困难的时候。
So in the Old Testament, when King Saul faces difficulty,
他就执行这个宗教的礼仪来向神求救。
So he started doing some religious duty to ask God to help.
所以扫罗王向神献祭。
So King Saul offered offerings to God.
但是撒母责备他。
But the prophet Samuel scolded him.
所以我心里说，恐怕我没有祷告耶和华，非利士人下到基甲攻击我，我就勉强献上燔祭。
I thought, now the Philistines will come down against me at Gilgal, and I have not sought the Lord's favor, so I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering.
一般的人遇到困难的时候才向神祷告。
Usually people pray to God when they run into difficulty.
考试的时候最多人祷告。
When exam is coming, a lot of people are praying.
那诗篇说，人经历苦难的时候，很自然的就会转向神。
The Psalm tells us that when a man faces difficulty, it's very natural, for him to face God.
当一个人遇到困难的时候，他很自然的就向神祷告。
So when a person faces difficulty, it's very natural for him to pray to God.
约拿他被这个大鱼吃进肚子里面。
So Jonah was swallowed by a huge fish.
他说，我心在我里面发昏的时候，我就想念耶和华， 我的祷告进入你的圣殿，达到你的面前。
So he said, when my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple.
啊，在他还没有被吞进这个鱼肚子之前。
So before he was swallowed by the fish.
那神吩咐他到尼尼微去传福音。
God told him to go to the city Nineveh to spread the good news.
但是他说我不去。
But he refused.
但是他现在在鱼的肚子里面。
But now he's in the belly of the fish.
他向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
所以当人遇到困难的时候，很自然就来到神的面前向他祷告。
So when man faces difficulty, it's very natural for him to turn to God.
在2000年9月11号，如果你还记得的话。
Year 2009-11, if you still remember.
纽约的美国世界贸易中心被这个恐怖分子用飞机撞毁。
The World Trade Center in New York City was attacked by the terrorists using a plane.
那事情的发生带来给美国很大的震撼。
So it was a big shock to the whole United States.
过后教会增加了很多人。
And after that, there were many people who go to church.
很多人向神祷告。
Many people pray to God.
所以当人遇到困难的时候。
And so when man faces difficulty,
很容易求神改变他们的环境。
It's very easy for them to ask God to change the circumstance.
而没有求神改变他们的人格。
But yet they did not ask God to change themselves.
我们是可以求神除去我们的困难。
Yes, we can ask God to get rid of our difficulty.
但是不要忘记求神赐给我们信心还有力量来度过我们所面对的难关。
But don't forget to ask God for faith and strength for us to face the difficulty.
所以祷告的意义，第一点就是我们向神说话。
So prayer is us talking to God.
第二就是我们信心的流露。
Second is our expression of faith.
第三呢，就是成全神的旨意。
The third thing is prayer is fulfilling God's will.
那么使徒约翰在约翰福音约翰一书，其实是约翰一书哦，对不起，五章十四节到十五节说。
So apostle the disciple.John said in 1 John 5:14-15.
我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
我既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求以他的无不得着。
And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him.
那同样的，在约翰福音第十五章第七节说。
And similarly in John 15 verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
那保罗在罗马书第八章二十六、二十七节说。
Paul says in Romans chapter 8, 26-27.
然后况且我们软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只圣灵亲自用说不出的叹气替我们祷告。
In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.
监察人心的，晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意，替圣徒祈求。
And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
所以祷告是要成全神的旨意。
So prayer is to fulfill God's will.
然后当主耶稣在客西马尼亚园祷告的时候。
So when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane,
他说 是你的旨意，不是我的旨意。
Jesus said, but according to your will, not my will.
因为他将要把自己献上来成全神的救恩。
Because he is about to give himself up so that God's will can be done.
那除了主耶稣，摩西祷告神止住这个冰炮从天降下。
And besides Jesus, Moses, when he prayed, it stopped the hail from coming down from the sky.
以致人知道耶和华是神。
So that men know Jehovah is God.
新约圣经也说，以利亚好像我们一样。
And in the Old Testament, it also said, Elijah, just like us.
他按照神的旨意，求神把雨从天降下来。
He prayed to God to ask him for rain to come.
神只垂听按他旨意的祷告。
God only hear the prayer that is according to his will.
按照他旨意的祷告是合乎神心意的祷告。
Praying according to God's will is something that, is pleasing to God.
所以耶稣说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的祈求就给你们成就。
So Jesus said, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you.
那么当一个人行在神的旨意当中的时候，
So when a man is walking in God's will,
神必听他的祷告。
God will hear his prayer.
那么雅各也说，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
So James also said, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask him with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures.
神不会听一个自私的祷告。
God will not hear a selfish prayer.
如果你求神让你中彩票，
So if you ask God for you to win the lottery,
那他肯定不会听你的祷告。
For sure, he will not hear that prayer.
那其实我们应当祈求神的国降临。
And actually we should pray for God's kingdom to come.
就如主耶稣说，所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
So Jesus said, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们的祷告应当是合乎神的旨意。
Our prayer should be according to God's will.
不是按照我们的意思。
But it is not according to our will.
而是按照他的旨意。
But is according to his will.
我们应当祈求神让我们更像耶稣基督的样式。
We should ask God for us to be more like Jesus.
那所以保罗在对腓立比教会祷告的时候这么说。
So when Paul was talking to the Philippians about prayer, he said,
我所祷告的就是要你们爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多，使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ.
如果你去看保罗的书信的话，
If you look at God's letters, Paul's letters,
保罗的祷告，他的中心点就好像这段经文一样。
Paul's prayer, his main theme is just like what the scripture said.
让我们审查我们自己的祷告。
May we all examine our own prayer.
我们的祷告是否着重在这样的中心点。
Are our prayers just like this, with this main theme?
为什么神不听人的祷告？
Why did God not hear or not listen to prayer?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
一个就是因为我们的罪。
First is because of our own sin.
第二 就是因为我们没有按照神的旨意去祷告。
And second is because we did not pray according to God's will.
就如以赛亚书第一章第十五节所说。
So Isaiah chapter 1 verse 15 says,
他说你们举手祷告我必遮掩不看。
When you spread out your hands in prayer, I hide my eyes from you.
那就是你们多多的祷告我也不听。
Even when you offer many prayers, I am not listening.
你们的手都满了杀人的血。
Your hands are full of blood.
在箴言书第十五章第八节也说。
Proverbs chapter 15 verse 8.
恶人献祭为耶和华所憎恶。正直人祷告为他所喜悦。
The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him.
还有诗篇66篇第18节说。
Also Psalm 66 verse 18.
我若心里注重罪孽主必不听。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
祷告其中的一个阻碍是不能够饶恕人。
One of the obstacles of prayer is unforgiveness.
那么当我心中存有这个苦毒和怨恨的时候，
When our heart is full of bitterness,
神不会听我们的祷告。
God will not hear our prayer.
马可福音第十一章第二十五节说得很清楚。
Mark chapter 11 verse 25 tells us clearly,
你们站坐祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins.
因此，我们必须要除去我们心中的苦毒和怨恨。
So we must get rid of our bitterness and our hatred in our hearts.
饶恕那些得罪我们的人。
Forgive those who have done us wrong.
神对祷告的答案有四个。
God's answer to our prayer, there are four answers God can answer our prayer.
Yes, no, wait, mystery.
Yes, no, wait, and mystery.
所以神是否垂听人的祷告一共有四方面。
So whether God, will answer our prayer, there are four aspects.
第一神听人的祷告。
First, he hears the prayer.
第二他不听人的祷告。
Second, he didn't hear the prayer.
第三是时间还没有到。
Third is, it is not time yet.
第四呢有些事情是奥秘的。
Fourthly, there are some things that are mystery.
是人没有办法去理解的。
It is not something understandable by man.
那么神向所罗门王显现的时候，
So when God revealed himself to King Solomon,
他告诉他一个事实。
He told him a fact.
神对他说，以色列人将来会离弃神。
So he told him, the Israelites will leave God in the future.
并且不向他祷告。
And they will stop praying to him.
他们会依靠自己。
They will rely on themselves.
对自己充满信心。
They will be full of faith of themselves.
不需要神的坚固。
They did not require God's, strength.
其实这个现象发生在四世纪的时代。
Actually, this situation, was during the period of the judges.
那时候以色列人很少想到神。
At that time, the Israelites rarely think about God.
那把神隔在他们的生活以外。
And they put God away from their daily living.
只是处在危机困难的时候。
Only when they were facing difficulty and danger.
自己没有办法的时候才去寻求神。
Only when they're all out of ways that they go and find God.
求耶和华解决他们的问题。
To ask God to solve their problem.
所以今天早上我们唱那首诗歌。
So this morning, that song.
根据历代志下第七章第十四节。
It is according to 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14.
这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
所以当我们谦卑在神的面前，
So as we humble ourselves before God,
除去我们心中的罪恶，
and as we rid of our the sin in our hearts,
来到神的面前向他祷告，
to come before God and pray.
然后圣经告诉我们，在天上的神必垂听我们的祷告。
The Bible tells us the God who is in heaven will hear our prayer.
我现在这里要分享给来给你们分享一首这个诗。
I want to share a poem with you all.
我祈求力量，以便我能表现自己，但主使我软弱，好让我谦卑。
I pray for strength so that I can prove myself, but the Lord make me weak so that I can be humbled.
我祈求健康，以便我能做大事，但主给我疾病，好让我做更美的事。
I pray for health so that I can do big things, but the Lord send me sickness so I can do things with greater beauty.
我祈求富足，以便我的生活满足，但主让我贫穷，好让我成熟。
I pray for riches so that I have a satisfied life, but the Lord allows me to be poor so that I can be matured.
我祈求能力，以便我受人称赞，但主使我软弱，好让我需要他。
I pray for strength so that I receive praise from others, but the Lord makes me weak so that I need him.
我祈求一切，以便我能享受人生，但主赐我生命，好让我享受一切。
I pray for things so that I can enjoy life.But the Lord gives me life so that I can enjoy all things.
凡我所求的，我都没有活的，但主却赐我一切所需要的。
What I prayed for, I did not receive, but the Lord gives me all that I need.
我祈求的不蒙垂听，我没祈求的主却一一应验，在主的恩典中我最幸福。
What I prayed were not answered. What I did not pray was fulfilled accordingly. In the grace of the Lord, I am the most blessed one. Let's come before the Lord and meditate on today's message.
我真正的祷告是我们信心还有这个属灵生命的流露。
True prayer is an expression of our faith and also our spiritual life.
同时一个真正的祷告是成全神旨意的祷告。
It is also a prayer that fulfills God's will.
让我们在神的面前审查我们祷告的生活。
Let's examine before God our prayer life.
让我们的祷告按照神的话语来祷告。
May our prayer be according to God's words.
按照神的旨意来祷告。
And according to His will.
亲爱的父神，求你教导我们如何祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, please teach us how to pray.
让我们按照你的旨意去祷告。
Help us to pray according to your will.
以致你的国降临在这个地上。
So that your kingdom may come.
以致你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And may your will be able to be here on earth as it is in heaven.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us, Lord.
我们将祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.